O.J. Simpson died this week at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
There was actually an error in the LA Times obituary for O.J. Simpson in the section about his prison time. Instead of writing, O.J. walked out of the Lovelock Correctional Center, they wrote, Trump walked out of the Lovelock Correctional Center, a free man for the first time in 9 years. And it's not a great sign for Trump that even autocorrect thinks he belongs in jail.
Yours truly, Brit Summers, at thebritsummershow.com.
Presents the sweet sound of success. The tune voted best. The number one tune this week.
OJ, 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 OJ. You killed Nicole. You killed Nicole.
OJ went out to kill her. OJ went out to kill her. OJ went out to kill her.
Oh, man.
OJ went out to kill her that night. One day, the jury's gonna set free OJ. For all we know, he's gonna head your way. Oh, yes. And OJ's gonna get ya.
Yes, I did. Hey, it's the Brit Summer Show broadcasting live from a burning dumpster called Flodora on Skyhawk Radio, iTunes, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Patreon, SoFlo Channel, Acast, Radio Public, Listen Notes, Zencaster, Substack, that's BritSummers.substack, Pocket Cast. I'm casting right there from your pocket. So, okay, now that the juice is dead, this show is going to be an OJ dump. That means every comedy bit I made about OJ and others who have made comedy bits, they'll all be showcased on this show. Jeez, OJ gave us material twice. Once when he killed Nicole, and then when he actually did go to the tombs for the breaking and entry. So I may as well play them all out, since I won't be playing them again anytime soon. The only ones I couldn't find were are the Bloody Glove and No Juice Today, and I have no idea where they went. There's somewhere on the drive somewhere, but I could not find them. It's a shame, but they're here somewhere. The rest of them you'll hear on this show. But first, something I've been meaning to talk about, but I got so wrapped up with the bebop and top 40. There's a documentary now on Amazon and multiple platforms. It came out on Apple, which I do not have, but then it was released on other platforms. It was produced by Judd Apatow, called Hendry.
Oh! Are you sure?
Absolutely correct, sir.
That is correct. Phil Hendry, that is. And I got to tell you, it's really worth the watch. And my only complaint is that it was too short. They could have gone on with the WIOD with so much that happened there. That station went. Then again, that could have made it too long. So let me interject my interactions with Phil Hendry back in the halcyon days of WIOD. In fact, we had a lovely girl working there named Halcyon. She's on Facebook. Hi, Halcyon. She listens to the show. There was so much talent in that building, WIOD, back up. I would say between 89 and 95, 96. That's when the Cox sister sold it to Bud Paxton. But that five-year span, nothing could touch that radio station. Not a rocker FM, not nothing. There was so much talent in that building that people, I've said this a million times, but it's true. People from the Palm Beaches to Key West turned off their TVs to listen to this radio station. I mean, it was that hot. For my out-of-town international listeners, this is a somewhat locally focused show because we were very lucky here in South Florida. These were the good days. We had a good governor. Well, we just... he was termed out around here. Yeah, I think I don't think Bob Graham, the late Bob Graham, was in office at this time, but it's just after that. So Florida was still a confoundingly stupid place to live, but it wasn't like a deadly hellscape that it is now. But we had Rick and Suds, Neil Rogers, Phil Hendry, Defoe and Jim Mandich for sports, 2 hours, which is all it should ever be allotted to be on the radio. And then at 8 o'clock, Randy Rhodes.
Broward!
Hey! I want Randy. I want Randy. I want Randy.
Pardon me, sir? Can I get you something? Brioski? Oh, you don't like the volume? Then why did you sit right next to the speaker? How long does it take you to gum a corned beef sandwich? Eat it and go. This man and his and all the white ones there, they've been sitting here gumming this corned beef. I know I've been here an hour and 45 minutes. And they've been here chewing on the same sandwich for like an hour, doing nothing but complaining. Why are you complaining? You sat right next to the speaker. So then go someplace else. They pay me to be here. They don't pay you to be here. I know this is a very tough concept for you to grasp in your little arthritis, porcelana-ridden, near-death hands, but they paid me to be here today, sir. They did not pay you. Therefore, you could take your sandwich and you could leave. I, on the other hand, am contract labor and must stay and put up with you, your depends, and your denture problems.
We've tried, and over-the-counter drugs just don't work. WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. News, talk, and entertainment radio. 610 WIOD.
Oh!
It was all day fun. It was just a merry-go-round of fun. I mean, not for everybody, but anyway, I don't know if you would call, I don't know if he was a friend. He was a very nice acquaintance I had. I guess you would call it a business acquaintance, you know, and I'd see him now and then. It was, we'd discuss pleasantries and go about our way, but he was such a decent guy. And I'm watching this documentary about him, which is well-deserved. The guy is truly amazing. And to see Judd Apatow and Bill Hader praising this man, it's like nobody deserves it more. It's just, he moved around a lot. So I guess in L.A. he got to build his base up more. More and more people got to know who he is and what he does on the radio. Although he doesn't, I don't think he does it now on the radio. It's too much for this radio. I don't think he'd say, pick up your guns and kill the next liberal you see. That's what today's radio is. Maybe one of his characters would say that. But I'll always remember when I first met him, he was driving, and in this documentary, you'll see he's driving a beautiful 1976 Eldorado convertible. And he deserves it. That's a real car. That's the last, I say, Cadillac ever built. That's the last Cadillac, I say it again, ever built. But when I met him, he was driving a 1982 or 3 Chevy S10 with washed out paint and no windows on the side. And he just unleashed this show of crazy characters and just insanity. It was just so funny. It was just, and I'm sure he did it out in L.A. too, the same thing. People were pulling over in their cars, laughing their ass off. They couldn't drive because they were laughing so hard. And I happened to me too, happened with Neil once when he played Executive Toilet the first time. And another one when Phil was doing, it's still funny. Phil was, okay. He said, somebody, when he went on the air, he said, somebody get me a bag of Fritos or something. And so George, my friend George, got him a Fritos bag. He just opened the show and started crinkling it like this. And he went on for like 20 minutes. And here, I'm going to play it for you, edited, because it went on for like a half hour. But I'm going to edit it real short. You'll get the idea. And that's another time I had to pull off the road because I couldn't take it anymore. But we had outside of the WIOD building, which I hope is still standing because it's a landmark. We had like this old concrete patio table with the umbrella, you know, for people to go out there and smoke. Which is kind of weird, because at the time, you were allowed to smoke in the building. In the 80s and 90s, you could smoke in there. But people would come outside to smoke and then talk or whatever it is. But I would be out there, and then Phil would join us. And I remember one day, he said, Poco, what am I going to do? I said, what do you mean? He says, I have no show. I said, what are you talking about? I have no, you got, every day you put brilliance on the air. He threw down a blank legal pad. He said, look at this. It's blank. I have no ideas for this show. I said, and George said, what are you worried? I mean, every day you just sit down and you do brilliance. So I wouldn't worry about it. And he's like, you know, smoking an entire carton of Marlboro cigarettes. You know, having a nervous breakdown. What do I do? What do I do? And then he went in and had a brilliant show. An amazing show. I wanted him to do a bit with me. And he agreed. And I brought in the stuff. And I set up Studio B. There were two production studios in that station. And he came in. And he sat down. We're just about to do it. I wanted him to ad lib over it. And then he gets called into a meeting. I was going to say a fucking meeting, but yeah, so that was the end of that. He was always called into a meeting, Phil. A lot of meetings. So I'm going to kick it off with the the burning dog bit. The burning dog bit went right through a break. You'll see. I'm going to edit it short because this went for a half hour.
News, talk, and entertainment radio, 610 WIOD.
All right, we've already set fire to the radio station, and we've got a dog hung by electrical cord here in the studio. So I'm going to step out for a cigarette, and we're going to kill an animal as we set fire and burn the station to the ground.
I Steve Ziegler.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this engineering?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I've been listening to radio and all of a sudden... Oh.
It's okay now?
Yeah, now it's fine.
Now it's fine?
But it was like dogs howling on here.
Right, well, we're burning a dog.
You what?
We're burning a dog alive.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't know it was a joke. I'm
there
sorry.
You go. Okay, yeah. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Why not tell a friend?
Okay.
You're listening to 610 WIOD in Miami for the majority.
Manager told me,
yeah,
that I was right out of my head, and then he said Phil Hendry was using a voice instead. Such lies, I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought,
are you sure,
that I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Yeah but wait a second.
The manager told me,
yeah,
that I was a little confused, and I said, hey Bobby,
yep,
I didn't call to get abused this way. I heard his show just the other day. I think you ought to know what he did on his show. I was very appalled. That's the reason why I called.
Yeah, but let me say something.
This woman named Margaret calls your show quite a lot, and I don't want to listen to that stuck-up old snot. I know you think Phil is a genius, and that it's okay if you feel that way, but hear what I say. I didn't think it was a bit funny, especially when he talked about the aborted baby fetuses with the cocktail sauce on top.
Yeah, but are you sure?
The manager told me,
yeah,
that I could use some couch time, but I should have maybe,
yep,
you'd let me speak my mind. You'll find I didn't think it was very kind when baseball was played by the crippled and blind. And to make matters worse,
yeah,
passion phones with Sonny Hirsch. Oh no.
All right.
The manager told me,
yeah,
that I was right out of my head. And then he said, lady, you're too easily misled, cause you should know Phil Hendry show's unique and new. So why don't you relax and have a Valium or two? Cause you don't know if you've got to talk to Bobby Green or not. And you know three voices are better than one.
God, Country, and IOD. Not necessarily in that order. WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. News, talk, and entertainment radio. 610 WIOD.
The great Phil Hendry, or Hendry, as the documentary is titled. I highly recommend for my audience to tune in and watch it. For those who don't know of Phil Hendry, and haven't had the treat of listening to his show, I highly advise that you tune into this documentary, which I think is on Amazon. It's on several different platforms. You'll find it. It's there. Super nice guy. Super talent. Amazing talent. And he's on TV. He's done some acting work. He does voice work. You'll find it all out on Hendry on Amazon or something. One other Phil story. me, Guitar Man, and I were at one of the WIOD Dolphin Draft things at the stadium. We're just walking through the hallway, and there's Phil Hendry standing all alone. We walked up and go, Phil, you're a genius. You're fucking brilliant. Everybody loves you. And then he stood there stunned, and he looked at both of us and went, really? You really think so? Yeah. Oh, he's just a beautiful man. He don't look it, but he's a beautiful man. His girlfriend, Jackie, on the other hand, is very beautiful. So together they make a beautiful couple. And I love you both. Thanks for all the entertainment, Phil. And you deserve all the best that's coming to you because of this documentary is just fantastic. Too short, but fantastic. So my love to you both. Okay, now it's time to go into the OJ dump. That's what I'm going to call it, the OJ dump. I'm going to sweep out all of these OJ bits from all these years. And when I mean years, I'm talking about 95. What was it, 05 he got busted? They're all in here. So if you're ready, let's do it.
He slashed up Nicole and Ron. Lock away, OJ. Make that sports jock moron gone. Lock away, OJ. About time OJ went to jail. Lock away, OJ. Took time for justice to prevail. Lock away, OJ.
Lock him away now.
Right now.
In the boost guy.
Right now. Lock away, OJ. Don't need another slow car chase. Put the bastard away. Lady judge, now she said no. Ito said okay. But Johnny Cochran's in a hole, rotting slowly away. Killer is finally off the street. Lock away, OJ. Now we'll have a boyfriend named Malik. Lock away, OJ.
Lock him away now.
Right now.
In the hoose cow.
Right now. Lock away, OJ. Now the juice ain't gonna be loose. Lock away, OJ.
Lock him away now.
Right now.
In the hoose cow.
Right now. Lock away, OJ. He should only rot away in the tombs. Lock away, OJ.
Looking for a quality inspected pre-owned luxury car?
Still paying off the old one?
Don't make another payment. Just visit O.J. Simpson Superstar Used Cars. Imagine you could be driving a Ferrari,
a Bentley,
or even a Ford Bronco for one low monthly payment.
Hi, this is O.J. Simpson, and I'm offering limited term financing at 21. Hey, where's he going? I told you, I want the Cadillacs over there, and I want all the hoods up. I want them up!
Some new car dealerships sing a silly little song when a young woman buys her first car. But when she signs at Superstar Used Car, OJ will grab her by the crotch and say,
"This belongs to me! I own this now!"
And if you miss one payment, OJ will personally repossess your car himself.
Get out of that car, you bitch!
So if you're in the market for a pre-owned luxury car,
see the Superstar in Used Car.
O.J. Simpson was a hero, loved by millions across the land. He went to visit his ex-wife now. She was hanging with another man. Juice went home now for a knife and ski mask and a pair of gloves, and back he went. She was tipping her friend the waiter and giving more than 15%. Well, Juice couldn't take it, started slicing and dicing. Don't you know, was at the airport before they fell. He made a touchdown in old Chicago. He checked in at the Alibi Hotel. But the LADA, well, he flagged OJ for illegal procedure with a knife. That's a prison yard penalty. He said with conviction. That's what you get when you hack the wife. Out on the L.A. freeway in a getaway Bronco, pressing something to his skull, wishing he was dead. But it was a cell phone, no, not a pistol. Suicide by tumor, deep in his head. Well, they finally got a mock. Now it's up to the jury, but he will surely be in jail for life. And now the people, they all say they feel bad for OJ. They forget it ain't okay to hack the wife. Yeah, hack the wife, baby. How come time made OJ so black?
OJ, Fox is not going to show your film If I Did It. What did they say when they broke the news to you?
But what are you doing? You can't do this.
You've got some other projects here that you'd like our network to look at. All right, let's see.
Look, man.
OJ Simpson, If I Didn't Do It. It's the same film. You just changed one word in the title.
I know for a fact.
All right, let's see this one. The Making of OJ Simpson, If I Didn't Do It. No, that's even worse. All right, the last one here.
Look, man.
OJ Simpson, If I Did It, The Musical. A hypothetical reenactment on ice. No, that's ridiculous.
America fell in love with him during the O.J. Simpson trial. And now that it's over, he has a brand new show. Yes, it's the Honorable Judge Lance Ito himself, starring in Ito's Court.
Mr. Lupitas, you've been charged with murdering your neighbor because of his barbecue smoke permeating your backyard. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
Do you wish to address the court?
Yes, I do. I killed him, Your Honor, and that's not all. I castrated him, and then I barbecued his balls. I punctured his liver, then I severed his veins, and he still wasn't dead, so I bashed in his brains. And just to let you know how much I hated that guy, that for good measure, it brought me great pleasure to show him his heart before he died.
Most amusing. Case dismissed. And remember my admonitions to you. Don't you miss Ito's Court. Weekdays from noon to 6. Only on Fox.
It's Brittany Summers.
Talk radio with balls. And big ones, too.
She's unforgettable.
Out in the courtroom, what I say goes. I'm Lance Ito, here come the judge, that's what OJ saying. I like Marsha Clark, she's got great rigs. She come to see me in my chambers. She said, Judge Ito, something about you's kind of weird. I would like to know, how did you glow that beard? This Bob Shapiro, he is so balling. I've had enough of OJ, no one buys his story. Check out Marsha's rants. I think she's a babe. She waiting for me in my chambers. She waiting for me in my chambers.
You're listening to the Brit Summer Show, and we are doing the OJ dump. Because the juice...
He died?
Yes, the juice is dead.
You won't see him no more.
No!
So to all of you who are local and remember the Neil Rogers Show and all those, that you're very familiar with all of these bits, and I'm sorry that I couldn't find no juice today or a bloody glove. But everything else is here, so enjoy it because it's probably the last time you'll hear it.
It was the dumbest heist in Las Vegas history. Hundreds of dollars worth of meaningless porthole memorabilia was for the taking in a plan that came together for OJ's 11.
I don't know why you just don't ask for this stuff back.
Because it belongs to me.
Not anymore.
Shh! Don't drink the venom.
What's that?
Now look what you go ahead and done. I ought to kill you too.
The cops! Freeze, OJ.
Get this bracelet off me. You wasting your time, officer.
I'll just play the race card again and go free.
He's got a point, Joe.
That memorabilia belongs to me. It was given to me by my adoring fan.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of fans where you're going, mister.
Where that?
Back to Florida.
He was desperate.
The lawyers wiped him out. He couldn't find work and lost his Brentwood estate. As the holidays drew near, he found the one thing he needed to survive.
All right, all you kids form a line to sit on Santa's lap.
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. What do you want for Christmas, little boy? What's wrong, son? Cat got your tongue?
Hey! Did you P.O. me? I'm gonna kill you, you little bastard! Do you know who I used to be? I want you off my leg! I don't want no more kids on my leg! I want the presents over there! I want the reindeer over here! And I want those little bastards back over there! I want more cameras over here! Do you hear me? Now I'm telling you one more time!
This holiday, watch for Santa Simpson, coming to a mall near you.
It's Britt Summers at the Britt Summers Show.
.com. Bitchin'!
Fox decided to pull the plug on OJ. Nobody wants to hear what he has to say. The book and the show were demented from a guy who's sick and twisted. Shut up, OJ, go away. 'Cause you had a bad day, two people died. The jury let you go, but you really should have fried. You shouldn't profit, not one single cent. 'Cause nobody cares, you can't afford to pay rent. We all wanna say, shut up, go away. There's no payday, not for you, OJ. Listen to what we say. Shut up, go away. I don't believe there's ever been a question that the juice man is guilty of sin. Maybe he went off his meds when he cut off those two people's heads. Shut up, OJ, shut up. You had a bad day and two people died. The jury let you go, but you really should have fried. You shouldn't profit, not one single cent. 'Cause nobody cares, you can't afford to pay rent. We all wanna say, shut up, go away. There's no way to spin with two to three again. So OJ, shut up. Shut up, go away.
Hi, I'm OJ Simpson. You know, nobody knows more about fine cutlery than I do. And I want you to know that when I need the best, I always use Jinzu. Even the most expensive brands can dull and chip, but not Jinzu. You'll be amazed at what this self-sharpening blade can do. Why, it can cut through this soup can and still remain sharp enough to slice easily through flesh.
To order your official OJ Jinzu knife, have your credit card ready and dial 1-800-DEAD-COX. Order now and receive a free Johnny Cochran lapel cross.
Hey, you're listening to the Britt Summers Show in the middle of an OJ dump. I just want to take a break and thank everyone for donating, especially you, Ernie.
We love you.
Remember to tune into the next show. I'm going to have some really dynamite tunes. And here's why, because I'm getting a lot of positive reviews about the top 40 shows I've been having. And I, you know, went on YouTube, and I'm not the only one counting down the top 40s, but they're like, and then number 18 was the Beatles. You know, I'm trying to inject some entertainment and some fun into it. You know, YouTube, it's like, you know, podcasting doesn't necessarily equal talent. So I sound snobby? Yes, because I was a DJ, and this is what I do. So that's coming up next show. I say next show because I don't know when it's going to be. It's very hard for me to do a show. It's really getting hard. I'm not kidding. But I'm trying. And thank you for being patient and bearing with me on that. So here we go again with another OJ Classic.
Live from the Boca del Mar No Jews Allowed Country Club, it's the WQAM Charity Golf Tournament.
Hello, I'm Hannibal Lecter.
And I'm Buffalo Bill.
We're here to provide you with all the play-by-play and action. All right. O.J. is addressing the ball.
Hello, ball.
And he swings at a white spectator.
Get out of my way, we're not playing. Go!
Don't leave me alone!
I'll swings again.
Right, I'll you right.
Oh, what a slice. Yes. He is. Well, David Berkowitz is lighting up his putts.
And he puts the ball in the basket.
John Wayne Casey is attempting to bury his balls. I'm afraid he has no choice, as Mr. Dahmer insists on chewing on them.
Yes.
Curious how he could still be hungry after devouring the sales manager.
Roy, on board, mommy.
Which reminds me, I wish to take this time in thanking the generous sales staff of WQAM for providing delightful finger food. Courtesy of Rutger Hauer's Bluebeard Buffet.
Nourish me, mommy.
Have you tried the fava beans?
No.
Remember, all proceeds from this match go directly to WQAM, preferably with checks written to cash. And we'll return with more after this word from Lectors.
We're turning you on. Go, go with
Truth in Radio. The Brit Summers Show at thebritsummershow.com.
Go, go!
I slashed you with my knife. Why? Because I love you. Then I killed that other guy. Why? Because I love you. Wine and flowers would do well, but I decided, what the hell? I would rather slice you up instead.
You severed off my hair. Why? Because you love me.
That's right, I love you, bitch.
Our kids will speak us on them. Why? Because you love me.
I love you, you hoe. We had one too many fights, so I decided you must die. Just like John Bonet Ramsey, thanks to you, that old race car, I'm free.
Tired of the same old scene? Your furnishings are out of date. The wallpaper is peeling. The time has come to spruce the place up. So, add a touch of excitement to your home with Mr. OJ Interior Decorating Service. Mr. OJ will personally take you through your home and offer his free advice.
I told you, I want the TV over there, I want the couch over there, and I want my Demitasse glass collection over there.
Mr. OJ Interior Decorating Service. It's the cutting edge in interior design.
You found the place for transubstantiation. The Brit Summers Show.
He should be locked up for life for what he did with that knife. He wrote a book on the murder and said how he would hurt her if he had killed his wife. And now he's back in the headlines. He's been charged with robbery. His chubby face full of stubble. O.J. Simpson's in trouble, needs a good attorney. What did he do? Some dumb hotel heist. O.J. is through, he's the Antichrist. If the running back was a horse, he would be glue. Hey, O.J. Simpson, this might be the time that they lock you away. The bloody clubs don't matter. It's about time that they make you pay. There's a cell for you at the county jail, and I hope that's just where you go. You'll be found guilty because this time there's no Judge Lentito. I think he made a mistake. This time he won't get a break.
No break, no break.
No one believes his story because his past is so gory. Won't be like Robert Blake. So why did he do some dumb hotel heist. OJ is through. He's the Antichrist. If the running back was a horse, he would be Clue. Hey, OJ Simpson, this might be the time that they lock you away. The bloody gloves don't matter. It's about time that they make you pay. There's a cell for you at the county jail, and I hope that's just where you go. You'll be found guilty because this time there's no Judge Lancito. Gonna throw his butt in jail, and he can't afford the bail. Gonna throw his butt in jail, cause no one believes his tale. Gonna throw his butt in jail, he's a big fat killer whale. I got a premonition that he's going to prison. Finally, justice will prevail.
Today on TMZ.
Jury selection has begun in the trial of O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson appeared calm, even smiling, as he walked into the Clark County Regional Justice Center to meet potential jurors who will decide his fate.
Let's listen in.
Hey, O.J., what were you thinking when you offed Nicole and Ron?
I just went off. I apologize. That could happen to anybody.
So if I wanted to off my wife, how long would it take?
It will only take a couple of hours. You'll be home in plenty of time to make dinner.
Oh, cool. Thanks, OJ.
The trial is expected to last 5 weeks.
Today on TMZ.
Celebrity Justice.
Cross-examination in O.J. Simpson's robbery and kidnapping trial today. Simpson said he was only trying to recover stolen personal property. Listen to what he said.
I just want the knife that I killed Nicole and Ron with. Did I say that out loud? I meant to say, I just want that small dainty butter knife I used to butter my crumpets with. The one with my fingerprints and bloodstains on.
Celebrity Justice.
Real excellence in broadcasting. Britt Summers.
Staring at the news tonight. There's OJ again. He's going to a place where you can write up appeals and pray your lawyer's not a dope, and hope in the shower you never drop the soap. He's going home, back to the place where he belongs. Cause a guilty man needs a penitentiary. Oh, the stories that he makes up are getting old. So OJ's going home.
Today on TMZ.
The O.J. Simpson kidnapping and robbery trial.
Let's talk about these audio tapes.
TMZ ends up with their hands on them.
Let's listen.
Why you guys steal my stuff? I'm gonna get it back. And if you don't like it, I'll cut you up just like I did Nicole and Ron. Allegedly. If you don't like it, I'll cut you up just like I allegedly cut up Nicole and Ron. Can I do that one over? I think I made a mistake. Is this going to be on YouTube?
That poses a bit of a problem, does it not?
Today on TMZ.
This is Britt Summers just breaking in to remind you that this show is called the OJ Dump. I am dumping all of the OJ bits I have that are readily available to me on the drive, and that is because I won't be playing them much anymore. Because why?
You won't see him no more.
That is correct. OJ is dead.
Oh!
And we've all been waiting a very long time for that.
Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. You know, nobody knows more about fine cutlery than I do. And I want you to know that when I need the best, I always use Jinzu. Even the most expensive brands can dull and chip, but not Jinzu. You'll be amazed at what this self-sharpening blade can do. Why, it can cut through this soup can and still remain sharp enough to slice easily through flesh.
To order your official OJ Jinzu knife, have your credit card ready and dial 1-800-DEAD-COX.
Order now and receive a free Johnny Cochran lapel cross.
O.J. Simpson pleaded not guilty to robbery and kidnapping charges. Simpson entered his plea in Las Vegas, where he is now set to stand trial next year.
O.J., how you doing?
I am still mad.
About what?
I wanted to carve the turkey on Thanksgiving, but my family still don't let me use a knife.
Okay, O.J., yesterday in court, you were ordered to stand trial in April.
That's right.
And you pleaded not guilty.
Well, it worked when I killed Nicole and Ron, so I...
O.J., I'm recording.
It worked when I allegedly killed Nicole and Ron. So I figured it worked this time, too.
What are you going to do between now and April?
Well, I've been searching for Nicole's killer on the golf course in Florida for the last 13 years, so I'm going to go back to doing that.
Yeah, thanks for the interview, OJ.
You trust me with a knife on Thanksgiving, wouldn't you?
We got to cut the commercial.
Hi, everybody. It's me, OJ.
And I'm Mr. Benet, father of John Benet Ramsey.
Oh, she was a beautiful young white child, John.
It's Mr. Benet to you, Juice.
Yes, sir, Mr. Benet.
Yes. Anyway, as I've learned in my business dealings, sometimes the only way to get a job done right is to do it yourself.
Right on, Joe. Mr. Benet.
So, OJ and I are teaming up to start the OJ Benet Detective Agency.
And we're not only going to solve our cases, but we're looking into the JFK thing, Roswell, and what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
We won't be satisfied until we get some answers.
That's
so
right.
If you have any hot leads, please contact OJ or me at the Sarasota Royal Acres Country Club, and we'll get right to it.
Mr. Benet and I won't rest until we find the real murderers. Ain't that right, Mr. Benet?
That's right, OJ. So look out, killers. The OJ Benet Detective Agency is on your trail.
It sure is.
Four!
Nice shot, Mr. B.
It's all in the forearm, Juice. Will you get my bag, please?
Sure thing, Mr. B. Say,
yes?
You wouldn't consider your daughter committed suicide.
It's a possibility.
That'd be the OJ Benet Detective Agency.
Yes. Why hire real dicks when you can have us?
Oh, man.
It's truth in talk radio. You're listening to Brittany Summers.
That's right.
I am guilty.
What the hell? I got angry.
I killed Nicole.
Here I am. On the stand, I will tell it all about a man who no longer can be playing pro football. Everywhere people stare, each and every day they see me on TV, and I hear them say, hey, you didn't hide that glove, OJ. Hey, you didn't hide that glove, OJ. Testify, I won't lie, like Cato Kalin. His defense makes no sense, led by Johnny Cochran. Now I see the jury look at DNA. Gather round all the Browns, let me hear them say, hey, you didn't hide that glove, OJ. Hey, you didn't hide that glove, OJ. Thank you.
Brittany.
This time not with a knife, he went scot-free. When he murdered his wife, this time he was not so lucky. So long, adios and goodbye, that big ding-dong. Behind bars he will cry, but he did wrong. And my friends, that is why it's all over for the juice man. A judge and jury said good. Goodbye, OJ. He will go straight to hell after he leaves his cell. Arrivederci, see ya, farewell. A judge and jury say goodbye, OJ. Goodbye, OJ. Had no Johnny Cochran, so he just couldn't win. Too bad he doesn't have a twin. This crime wasn't bad as they go, but friends, this time there was no Lancito. It's so sublime, he should be on death row for the last crime he committed. Simpson never found the killer, that's why he's in. He blamed Phyllis Diller to his chagrin. Even Barney Miller couldn't save the dumb dim-witted. A judge and jury said goodbye, OJ. Goodbye, OJ. He will go straight to hell after he leaves his cell. Arrivederci, see ya, farewell. A judge and jury said goodbye, OJ. Goodbye, OJ. Had no Johnny Cochran, so he just couldn't win. Too bad he doesn't have a.
Bye-bye!
Looks like that's going to be a wrap, boys and girls. I'm going to be shuffling away in a minute, which is what I do now. I shuffle. I can't walk. I can only shuffle. So I'm going to shuffle off to Buffalo. But I hope you enjoyed the OJ special. I wouldn't call it a commemoration or a celebration of. I would just say there's all the OJ bits that were made that I could find on him. Not going to miss him at all.
No!
And next year I'll come back with more unbridled aggravation and angst over the politics going on. But before I let you go, you know, Steve Lawrence has passed away. He's been sick for many years. And, you know, I play everything on this show. And if you're not into that tux and tie sort of thing, then tune out now, because I'm going to have a little tribute to Steve Lawrence, but not the songs you think I'm going to play. Naturally, this is my show. So I'm going to start off with one of his earliest hits, long before the Stephen 80 thing.
Thought I was in love before, and then you moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come up today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, pretty blue eyes.
hopping in the time machine. Won't you come along and dream right now?
Footsteps, 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 footsteps. Why did you say goodbye to me? Now I'm as lonely as could be. And as I feel a teardrop fall, I hear your footsteps down the hall, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, oh, say my evening prayer. I hear your footsteps on the stairs, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, oh,
Steve Lawrence just starting out. You got to start somewhere. That was 1959. And then Edie came along. And then it was Steve and Edie from there on out.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of the clear blue sky, it's suddenly Gallon Guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in a magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
What's stunning about Steve and Edie is they survived. They survived the Beatles. They survived the hippie movement in the late 60s, the early 70s. They survived it. And they had the tux and tie thing going the entire... Tux and tie and gown the entire time. They never changed a thing. And before I leave, let me just make a prediction of what's going to happen with Trump, with all these indictments and all these trials. And by the time I get my next show out, here's what's first is going to have happened. Nothing. And with that, it's Brit Summer saying... Christy Nome is a dog-killing bitch. Sick, twisted, cold-hearted, and everything a Republican is supposed to be.
You're watching the sun.